a great Monday to all Hank fans and family who celebrate.
It's why we love today.
Final Monday, final day of March. 31st day of the third month of 2025. 90 days in, 275 left to go. Your fair warning tomorrow is... April Fool's Day.
Ah.
We're also still on a Billy Bob Thornton watch, so it's the same sound effect. Sorry. Don't get confused. Stay weather aware.
Don't apologize.
And this means we did sports. All right, that's enough.
I'll get to that in a minute, KB. Just settle down.
For those using us as an alarm this morning, it worked. Now let's get Herb. All right.
Is he still here from Saturday?
See, this is why we don't need to do April Fool's Day pranks. This is the show. This is what
we are all you need. It's supposed to sound like this.
KB and Heather Lee.
Yeah. What? Just made the promo. All right, here we go. We're 20 days until Easter, 35 until Cinco de Mayo, 41 until Mother's Day.
Aww.
Maybe the finances will recoup in time for that. Today is National Tater Day.
Oh, hey. Tater salad?
Get her done. National Clams on the Half Shell Day. Or you could just eat snot. That would work, too. National, some people really like them. I'm not hating. It's National Crayon Day.
You're going to make me say this again?
Don't eat them.
Crayon.
Don't eat them.
A crayon.
Oh, yeah, you say it weird. How does that happen?
I don't know.
What do you say?
It's decades in the broadcasting industry. You'll learn fine phonetics. Crayon.
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 Crayon. Crayon.
You don't really need the Y and the O. It's just a crayon. Like a berry.
What was your favorite color of crayon?
Probably violet.
It's National Prom Day. I don't know why. It's National Farm Workers Day.
Hey, baby. John Deere Green.
It's National International, pardon me, Hug a Medievalist Day.
How would one do that? I mean, I think they're gone.
Scarborough Fair's starting soon. It's almost April. And then it's Eiffel Tower Day because on this date in history, 1889, construction on the Eiffel Tower was completed.
Did we give them back the Statue of Liberty yet? Didn't they want that?
No.
Did we move that?
I think that'd be a reasonable trade for a minute, just if we want to update our front lawn decor.
You know, I don't know if you've seen how many people are moving to DFW. We don't have room for that.
They hate mail for that. 1889, they ended the construction on the Eiffel Tower. Yet in 1909, construction of the Titanic began.
One ended better than the other.
Yes. Spoiler alert. 1918, daylight saving time went into effect.
Rude.
32, it was Ford who introduced the V8.
Yeah, let's go places.
It was 1949 that RCA introduced the first ever 45.
Ah, it was little.
And they were originally color-coded, just like your crayons. So the original idea was they were going to color-code singles according to the genre of music.
Oh,
and the first ever RPM, 45 RPM disc, was Eddie Arnold's Texarkana Baby. So it was a country song. And country originally was color-coded as green.
Oh.
You say that strangely?
Green?
Okay, we're good.
No, the green's okay. Just as long as it's not a crayon.
Classical music was red, and children's songs had yellow. Rock and roll was yet to be invented. On this date, speaking of 1984, Footloose hits number one. 1985, on this date, the first ever WrestleMania was held there, Madison Square Garden.
Aw, are you guys going to have a big party in honor of that tonight?
Raw,
light some candles.
Raw is tonight. Sure, it will be celebrated. Peak 80s, too, in 1987, Max Headroom appeared on ABC. Always loved him. 1992, Dateline premiered. I'm Stone Phillips.
Do you know what's going on
out
there?
On NBC, here's Jane Pauley. Upstairs. 1990, why did they have two floors? 1995, Selena was shot. She just came up for parole and was denied. And boom. Then on this date in 2004, Google announced a little thing called Gmail.
You got mail. 'Cause it's birthday
time. What a day for. He was born on this date in 1928. Corsicana's own, the great Lefty Frizzell. Monday birthday cakes, though, are as follows. Ewan McGregor is 54. Had a long conversation over the weekend about how I think Ewan McGregor and Jude Law is the same person.
Oh, I could kind of concur on that.
Yeah, prove me wrong. I'm going to sit up outside of Sundance Square, a little card table. Just prove me wrong. I should. AC/DC's Angus Young is 70 today.
Rock and roll.
Al Gore is 77. Rhea Perlman, 77 today.
Cheers to that.
Gabe Kaplan is 80.
I don't know who that is.
That is Welcome Back, Cotter.
Oh.
Shirley Jones, speaking of going out like a lamb. Lamb chop, right? 91. No.
Flying like a partridge.
And ladies and gentlemen, Christopher Walken is 82 today. So do the voice. Enjoy it.